No introduction needed. Me and Bosco 100, aka International Sco 100. Shit, you in Cali, man. Welcome to Cali.
That's right. That's right. All right, man. So what's up, man? I've been keeping up with you, man, for years now, man.
Yeah.
From the Who Banging days.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, let's talk about that, man. How you transition from that to what you're doing now?
Basically, it was like with rap, it was just too much I was going through. Like, at the time, like, I was really into rap, but it was like, it wasn't beneficial at the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't in the right position. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the game started changing, so it went from niggas getting deals. You know what I mean? At the time when I came in, it was right at the transition when shit started going from niggas really getting deals to shit going digital, everybody going independent. And basically, I was just broke at the time. Like, you know what I mean? I wasn't feeling like, but the way my swagger is and the type of nigga I am, it was just like, you know what I mean? It just wasn't the right time. And then I was going through so much other real life street shit and real life, you know what I mean? Other shit. It just wasn't like panning out. So I kind of got tired of that shit and just took a break.
Yeah. Man, you had a little buzz. I ain't gonna lie. On the East Coast, we was bumping your shit.
Yeah, real shit. The music, like, it was cool, but I just wasn't advancing. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah.
So basically, I just took a break from that shit and stepped back and just started re-strategizing my life.
Yeah.
And at the same time, social media was changing and re-strategizing and restructuring it. You know what I mean? So I kind of like just grew with the social media thing.
All right.
And brought myself to a different position to where it was like more profitable. And I was getting way bigger than what I was ever getting off a rap, so it kind of just like, you know what I mean, went hand in hand type of
shit. That's right. So what you feel about the, I guess we got a bunch of YouTubers out there, man. You know, everybody doing, the YouTube podcast.
Everybody a blogger.
Yeah, everybody a blogger. Podcast. You know how it go. You know, do you know any of them from the East Coast?
I went on Queens Flip.
Okay, shout out to Queens Flip.
You know, I know Queens Flip. I went on 105. What's the shit where Breakfast Club at?
Oh, okay.
105.
Yeah, the Power Station, yeah.
Power Station. I went up there and did some shit. I did a couple podcasts about that. I was supposed to do Star Brim shit.
Okay.
But she ended up canceling on me for some reason.
Oh, man. Shout out to Star Brim, man. You ever tapped in with Tax Stone? Tax Dollar? Tax Stone?
After he went to jail, we was like texting. We had some correspondence from
okay.
the jail. Like, you know what I mean? Since he been in the feds and shit. But just one time.
Okay. So, as far as Inglewood, man, let the people know some much about Inglewood, man. We in Inglewood right now, too. Damn near LAX.
Yeah, yeah. Inglewood is like, you know what I mean? Inglewood is like, kind of like blood capital. Like, it's like, you know, predominantly bloods, a lot of bloods out here. But it's still a beautiful city at the same time. Like, you know what I mean? Real rich in blackness. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the black city. It's like, Inglewood, like, remind me a lot of Brooklyn and Harlem. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if we was going to compare Inglewood to, like, somewhere on the East Coast, I would say Inglewood like a Brooklyn or Harlem. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's right. So what's your goals, man? Upcoming goals that you got going on, you know, in general?
I mean,
you hitting the blogs heavy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, nigga moving around. I'm just making noise right
now.
Like, you know what I mean? This COVID shit got everything fucked up, so it ain't no telling what's going on right now. But I'm just trying to, like, stay in people's face and keep myself relevant. Like, you know what I mean? And at the same time, stay alive in California, man. It's a lot of shit going on right now, a lot of violence. Not so much in Inglewood, but I'm just saying, like, across the country, period, and just with our people, like, as far as the black race goes. So it's like, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to suck it, Doug, stay out the way.
Okay. You know what I mean? I guess there was a brother that was shot the other day.
Yeah, by the police?
Yeah, man. How you felt about that?
I mean, this shit been going on for years, bro, so, like, you know what I mean? Like, after a while, it get kind of repetitive to you, and it's like, the sensitivity level is like, you know what I mean? Like, it's still a fucked up thing, and it's, you know what I mean? It upsets you as a black man. But it like it happens so much, it's like it kind of just like, damn, another one. Like, you know what I mean? It's not so shocking anymore.
It's sad.
You know what I mean? It's just we need to do something though. Like, you know what I mean? Something need to be done.
Definitely.
On a real political level, they really need to start getting like just like prosecuted for their shit.
Yes.
Like, they just murdering niggas and ain't nothing happening. It's basically they got a license to kill kind of type thing. And it's like, you know what I mean? Something needs to change somewhere to stop this shit from going on.
It makes you wonder like, it makes you wonder what's going on. What they teaching them in the academy.
Shoot to kill.
Basically.
Shoot to kill, for sure.
Makes you wonder, man. So what you feel about the political aspect of this president thing going on?
Honestly, me personally, I think we might as well deal with Trump for another 4 years, bro. Like, the competition ain't no better. And honestly, it's like if we just jump in bed with somebody else, pause. It's like, nigga, we gonna have a whole new set of bullshit to deal with. So I think we might as well ride out this next 4 years with the same president and try to, like, see where we can. Like, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Like, nigga, the country is good right now. Like,
yo, everybody
COVID,
eating.
Everybody getting money. Like, nigga, me and my personal life, I never seen so many people own and so much. It's fruitful right now.
Yeah.
And Trump did that. Like, you know what I mean? Obama never gave us shit. We wasn't on when Obama was in office. Like, you know what I mean? It's
Man.
A lot of money floating around. Everybody, like, doing things. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's a good thing. So I don't like to jump on the fuck Trump bandwagon.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not a bandwagon nigga. Like, honestly, in my life, I'm seeing a lot more shit going on with the blacks than ever, like, since the Ronald Reagan era. Like, you know what I mean? So I ain't got no complaints. So honestly, like, me personally, I feel like you might as well just keep this nigga and just see where we
go. Roll with the punches,
right? That shit, he already
for
here.
For real, yeah, like, he is
mean?
It.
It's like getting a new bitch. It's like, you know what I mean? You have a bad relationship, so you want to hurry up and get out the relationship and start fucking with a new bitch, but you got to go through a whole new set of bullshit. You got to get to a certain point with the new bitch, too. So it's like, man, you might as well work at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No bitch going to be the perfect bitch for you. Like, you know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
Like, you gotta make her your perfect bitch. Like, she's not just that. She has to become that. She has to learn you. You have to learn each other. And it's the same thing with the president. Like, you know what I mean? We gotta learn blood. He gotta learn us. And it's a work in progress. Like, don't be so quick to give up and jump ship. Like, you know what I mean?
That's definitely right. I think a lot of people is stereotyping and not paying attention to what's really going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people is bandwagon niggas.
Yeah.
Like, ever since Nipsey and YG that fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, they
now,
jump up.
Everybody in the street, fuck Donald Trump. Like, but you don't even know why you're screaming
exactly.
That. You just screaming it on some bandwagon shit. Really? You know what I mean? I don't like to get into politics. This shit, like, you know what I mean? This shit get crazy.
It's dope.
People, like, you know what I mean?
It's dope.
This shit like religion. Religion and politics are... have people all stirred.
Split up, yep.
You know,
it's set up like that. You know how it go.
Yeah.
Man, so how was the movie premiere, man? Baby Gangster, man. I see Mitchie Slick and Compton Menace and all them doing their thing, you know?
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, honestly, I think it was dope for the culture. Like, you know what I mean? We need a few more of them cult classics. Like, I think at a time like this and the shit that's going on, like, the streets is looking for another... the next Menace to Society or Boys in the Hood, the next New Jack City, the next Belly, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So honestly, I was like, you know what I mean? I'm proud of what they did. Like, and I think it's a big step for the culture. Like, you know what I mean? We need that. Like,
that's right. That's right. Man. I love it, man. I love it, man. I love it, man. Man, tell me some good places to eat out in Inglewood, man. Some of the good spots. I know you know some good spots.
I mean, it just depends on what you in the mood for. Like, you know what I mean? If you want some soul food,
yeah.
I would fuck with Doolin's.
Okay.
I would go to Doolin's.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you want some Jamaican food, I would probably fuck with Hungry Joe's.
Oh, now like you talking some oxtails, beans, and rice.
Man,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Bless up.
Okay.
We jamming out some good, like, you know what I mean? Oxtail and chicken and things.
That's right. Y'all hear that, people? Yeah, y'all come out here and look up them spots right there,
yeah,
man.
I like that.
For real. Man.
The Court Cafe.
Okay.
Court Cafe got some shit. I ain't had it yet, personally, but it looked good. I follow it on Instagram, and I know a couple of the
owners
and shit, so, you know what I mean? It looked good, but I ain't tried it yet. So, you know what I mean? If you try before me, tell me how you like it.
Definitely. Some good spots to go shopping, man. What's up, man? Bosco out, man. Hey, Bosco, anything you want to leave him with?
Man, just, you know what I mean? Y'all niggas can fuck with me on Instagram, internationalskull.com, YouTube, Bosco 100, Facebook, Bosco 100, Twitter, Bosco 100. And just be, you know what I mean? Like I don't like to make no, I mean, with this COVID shit, I don't want to say something and it don't come to pass. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But just keep watching, keep fucking with me, I'm stay real, and, you know what I mean? I'll stay.
Definitely, man. We out, man. Much love, man. Hey, for all y'all on the East Coast that didn't know my boy can rap, he can rap.
Yeah.
All right, for real. Look him up, too. He got a whole bunch of old stuff, man, that y'all will be shocked see. For real. Much love.
Clack, 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 clack. On my day one, never. A lot of niggas prayed on my